When I arrive home, I quickly shuffle through my regular routine. Shoes go off, keys go on the hook, makeup is cleansed away, and work materials go into the drawer of my home office desk. I've got one thing on my mind, and one thing only, so I'm brought up short when I realize that my cool, dark office has been possessed by a malevolent, faceless creature hunching on my... Oh, that's just my computer monitor. It's active. I must have put it to sleep improperly. Despite my acknowledgement of my mistake and my eagerness to move on to other things, I can't help but reflexively lean forward to check my notifications. It's a terrible habit. It's an ordinary habit. I suspect part of my mind is feeling just a little smidgen of avoidance or embarrassment about tonight's scheduled proceedings. I know this because when I see that I have a calendar reminder to call Mimi, I obey the computer and not my heart. I can't disobey, right? It's surprising that I even needed the reminder, frankly. My mother's weekly check-in is as much of a ritual as my morning coffee. It's expected, reliable, necessary, and sometimes leaves me with a slight headache. Maybe I'll deviate. Just a little. I'll try something new. I pull my personal phone out of my office drawer and flick open my mom's contact. Her profile picture is styled lovely and the height of good taste. Mine is a picture of a random cat. It's not even my cat. She hates it. Well, she's going to have to look at it today. I've got things to do. Breasts to maybe touch. I type out a carefully crafted message. Hi, Mimi. Hope you had a blessed Monday. The sports commercial casting went well today. Love you. There. Enough information to satisfy her curiosity without inviting too many questions. Perfecto. I hit send and set my phone on my nightstand. Then I deliberately turn my back on my computer demon. But before I can make it back through my office doorway, my personal phone is buzzing. I'll bet it's her reply. If I want her to use text messaging, I know I've got to make it fun for her. That's how habits are formed. Lots of fun. So fun and support I shall provide. Here we go. Fun. Let's see what she says.
Adore, honey. Was just thinking about you. The Jepson son Gregory is in town next weekend. Howard graduate, working at Morgan Stanley now. His mama says he's looking to settle down with a good girl. I naturally told her all about you.
Ah, I should not have checked my messages. I can salvage this, though. Fun, Adora. Be fun. I close my eyes and silently count to 10. It's better that I practice silently, or one of these days I'm going to count out loud in the office to calm myself down, and everyone's going to be unnerved. When I open my eyes, I discover that another message has appeared.
I took the liberty of giving him your number. He'll call you Thursday to arrange dinner for Saturday. You can wear that blue dress I bought you for Easter. It shows off your figure without being too forward.
Ah, there's that old tightness in my chest. I should be used to all this by now. After all, this is the dance I've only been performing my entire adult life. My mother is the band leader. My saintly deceased father plays the harp music from heaven. And I follow the prescribed steps. I'm just another dutiful ballerina in the corps, doing what all dutiful corps ballerinas do. That's our job, right? My heart says. I listen to my heart. It has something to say. It's unmistakably telling me to go hang out with Serenity. Yeah, I have an appointment with Serenity. Something's feeling different. I realize that my commitment to Serenity is just as important as any other plans would be. My mom wouldn't want me to stand up a friend. I shouldn't stand myself up either. I type deliberately. Mimi, I appreciate you thinking of me, but I have plans this weekend. I'll have to meet Gregory another time. Her response is immediate. Damn, she's a fast phone typist.
What plans? Cancel them. This boy is perfect for you, Adore. You're not going to make your daddy proud if you don't get out there and meet some new people. God isn't going to throw the right man straight into your lap. You have to meet him halfway.
I stare at my screen. The weight of expectation is pressing directly down onto my lungs. I can barely breathe. Then Serenity's voice, purring through our exercises, flashes through my mind. I recall the permission I've been giving myself to explore. I recall the joy of discovering these tiny, simple, self-provitable things that I truly want. But she's my mother, and I'm her only good daughter. I'll see if I can rearrange some things, I finally reply, hating myself a little for the compromise. But no promises, Mimi.
That's my good girl,
comes the swift response.
I'll tell Judith you're looking forward to meeting Gregory. Love you, baby.
I set my phone face down on my desk, exhaling slowly. The conversation leaves me feeling both guilty and defeated, emotions as familiar as my own fanged reflection in my smizing mirror. But now, if I acknowledge it, there's something new mixed there, a quiet determination to continue my journey of self-discovery, regardless of my mother's plans for me. It's time to touch some boobs.